Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be going through the morning video for today. We've got a lot to talk about, so I'm going to try to keep it brief, but also informative. Starting with the performance for the last 24 hours, it was a mostly negative day, but we didn't start the day that way. We definitely waned into the close after Wednesday's big drop, then about 3% or so for broader markets. It wasn't really nice to see a waning of action yesterday. So the S&P 500 just about flat, down about 10 bips or so. NASDAQ composite in there as well. Towards the downside, both TLT, so longer duration bonds, and gold down about 1.5%. Only a couple names landing in the U in the green. The U.S. dollar was up there as well. Emerging markets taking a bit of a rebound, and the Dow breaking a notable decline streak. Starting off with a couple of different charts to take a look at. First off, a couple of participation indicators. We've been mentioning them very frequently over the last couple of days as participation has waned. PTNYSE and also PTSPX moving notably lower. I'm going to start here with PTSPX as we've returned to a sell signal at 66. So said otherwise, now just 66% of those S&P 500 stocks are trading in positive trends. Now, this is just about the lows for the year at this point. So keep an eye out on this as we move into the new year. Still above 50, which is a kind of, we've done some studies, a pretty important line in the sand. That's still a ways away, and certainly not saying to hold on to positions until 50. But the idea is that, we're technically speaking, for a longer term perspective, participation is still, in sound water, but it is maybe a yellow light turning red into 2025. So this is definitely at the top of everyone's radar from a technical perspective, really watching where there's participation in the market as things continue to move lower. So watch this and PTNYSE as well, which reversed down as well. Just want to throw that out there. Okay, next, the U.S. Treasury 10-year yield index there, TNX, moved higher, returning to a buy signal on its default chart at 4.55% here. That returned to a buy signal for the first time, or post its first buy signal since November. Here, firmly in a positive trend at this point, breaking back out past this kind of resistance around 4.45. Path of least resistance, of course, for yields at this point look to be higher. Of course, that's going to be a headwind for fixed income representatives and things along those lines. So definitely, again, a story to watch as we watch the fiscal and fiscal background as we move into 2025, and where inflation expectations, yield expectations, or rate expectations kind of end up as we move into the new year. All right, talking about a couple of different rate sensitive areas, starting with the real estate sector, XLRE. We have seen this one move notably lower here, now testing some older resistance from really the beginning of the year or so, still in heavily oversold territory. No traditional support down there until the bullish support line at 3850. Real estate in general is well off of its highs now from a both a performance perspective and a fund score perspective as well, down about 2.44% with a unactionable fund score. So we are seeing some of these sectors that improve quite notably really retreat, give up ground. This is definitely a red flag, or at least a yellow flag here in terms of sector and stock participation and performance from a technical perspective. Just want to talk about a couple of different other things really quickly. We did also see international equities fail their bogey check. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the bogey check, it's a simple one-to-one relative strength test, excuse me, between a broad asset class and a cash representative. So when we pass, that means that we have that near-term relative strength. If we fail, that means we have that near-term relative weakness. And so we did see enough from international equities to fail their bogey check over the last 24 hours or so. This is really a symptom of, the past couple of months post-election, and then a stronger U.S. dollar as well. So international equities, while they still do remain in second, we are seeing some significant near-term weakness that needs to be monitored. Next, talking about just a couple of earnings here, FedEx Corporation, FDX. They are a two-for-fiver, but they did report as of after close. They're up around 292, so positive results at the time of this recording, at least. If those results stand, that would be enough to put them back into a column of X's here. However, for those of us who are long or maybe a looking to pick up exposure, we don't have technical strength just quite yet. And we do have that stiff resistance around 308 to 312. So that's a point to watch with positive earnings results there. On the other side of that, Nike NKE is a 0 for 5, or they're down around 71 this morning after earnings there. So they are not just doing it, pardon the pun there. But point being, this is not one that we're going to be looking to as a value kind of trap. Down about 29% at the time of this recording. That's pre-earnings results there. So point being, this is not one that we're going to be looking to touch. However, the earnings call does bring us down to 71, which is that support from 2024 lows. Okay, that's enough there. Let's talk about Fun Friday, where I talk you through different parts of the platform. Today, we're going to be talking about the weekly overbought, oversold reading. So for those of you who aren't familiar, this kind of weekly overbought, oversold, top, middle, and bottom of the trading band displays a kind of near term indicator of if we're overbought, if we're oversold. Of course, if markets do retreat, we'll see this value move lower as stocks and funds get more oversold towards the downside. Just want to bring up this cool visual. If you click on it, you will be able to see that value displayed over time. So you can see when things are significantly oversold. 3/20 of March of 2020 comes into mind there, when things are significantly overbought, right? Values in 2018. So you can see how that kind of value changes. Look for entry and exit points in terms of your stocks and funds. And then also, interestingly enough, just take a look at those values displayed differently as well if you scroll down at this point. So SPY, the S&P 500, is oversold for the first time since let's see, since September. So anyway, interestingly enough, okay, that'll do it for me here. I've rambled on long enough. Hope everyone has a good day, a safe weekend, and we'll chat again on Monday.